Hey there, and welcome to another Photoshop tutorial from Iceflow Studios. And in this tutorial, I'm going to be fielding a request I've had from a few people on how to create water droplets. Now, I found a method online that's quite simple and quite effective, and I'm going to be showing you how to do that right now. The first thing we need to do, we need to create our water droplet shape. You can use the pen tool, you can use the marquee tool, or you can use the ellipse tool, which is what we're going to use right now. Once you have that selected, we need to choose a nice neutral gray color. I'm going to be using a 50% gray for this example. Click OK and draw out your shape. Now, to keep things simple in this tutorial, I'm going to be sticking with a nice circular shape. You can obviously use the direct selection tool right here to adjust some of the nodes, or you can use the pen tool to get the exact shape you want. So here we go. We need to start applying some layer styles. First thing we're going to do is we're going to change the blend mode to overlay. Now right away, looking at it, it doesn't do anything for you. Don't worry, that'll come into play later on. We're going to double click on this layer in a nice blank area to bring up our layer styles dialog box. Now we're going to start at the top and go down the list adding a bunch of layer styles. So the first thing we're going to add is a drop shadow. Keep blend mode at multiply, keep the color at black. The opacity is going to be set down to 15%. The angle is going to be set to 90 degrees. Keep use global light checked on. The distance, keep it to 5. You can shrink it down a little bit. Let's put it at 4. Spread is 4. Size is 4. And make sure the contour is set to this second one right here. And turn this on. Next is we're going to add an inner shadow. Basically the exact same options almost. The opacity 15%. Angle 90%, distance is 5, keep the choke at 0, and set the size to 5. Next, we're going to add an inner glow right over here, and the settings are as follows. The blend mode, multiply all the way up here, set the color to black, the opacity is going to be set to 20%, and the size is going to be set to 4. Now, moving on to our last option, we're going to add a bevel and emboss. We're going to keep the style at inner bevel. We're going to keep the depth at 100%. The size is going to be set to 15 pixels. Keep the angle at 90 degrees, but the altitude is going to be set to 70, just like that. The highlight mode, put it at normal, keep the color at white, increase the opacity to 100%. The shadow mode is going to be set to overlay. The color is going to be white. And we're going to set it to 90%. And then click on OK. So we have a basic water droplet right over here. It looks pretty nice. Now, depending on the size of your water droplet, the settings will vary. And obviously, on your personal preference, you can change the settings to your liking. But there's one thing that's a little bit off. When you have a water droplet, the light gets distorted. So whatever's behind it, as you can see, this tip of the A will be distorted. So here's how we can do that. We're going to select in our layers palette the background layer. Holding down Command or Control, click on the water droplet layer, which will create it as a selection, just like this. And then what we can do, we can go to Filter, Distort, and then Ripple. And then adjust the settings accordingly to your personal preference. Now, as you can see, if we zoom in here, we have an example of what it's going to look like. So we're just looking for a little bit of distortion so we can adjust the angle, the amount, just like this. I'm going to put it around 900% and click OK and then deselect. So we have a little bit of distortion, which kind of gives a little bit more of a realistic feel to it. And obviously, you can add as many water droplets as you want, change the shape of them, do whatever you please. So that was a very quick tutorial on how to create simple yet effective water droplets for your products in Photoshop. If you're looking for more Photoshop tutorials, head over to tutcast.com. And until next time, this is Howard from Iceflow Studios. Take care.